Track 9, Unit 5, IELTS Listening, Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a customer and a clerk of an exhibition on robotics. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, Exhibition Booking Office. Marcus speaking. Can I help you?
Is that the booking centre for Robots, the End of Modern Civilization?
The title of the exhibition is Robots, the End of Modern Civilization. So, modern civilization has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, Exhibition Booking Office. Marcus speaking. Can I help you?
Is that the booking centre for Robots, the End of Modern Civilization?
Yes, madam, that's correct. How can I help you?
Well, I'm attending the exhibition and I'd just like to check a few details, if that's okay.
Yes, sure.
Okay. I understand the exhibition opens the week after next, on the Tuesday, and the preview is on Monday.
Yes, that's right. There is a preview on Monday, but the exhibition is not open to the general public on that day. But for the rest of the week it is.
OK, I see. That's fine. I've got 2 complimentary day passes for the exhibition. Can you tell me if I can use the tickets on any day?
Well, I'm not sure if there are any restrictions. Let's see. Yes, here we are.
Yes?
You can use them on any day, including the preview day, except Saturday. But you need to sign up for the days you want to attend in advance.
Oh, I see. I haven't decided what days to attend yet.
Well, Saturday you can't attend with the tickets you have, and Thursday is already completely booked. I think the other days will book up fairly quickly now, as there's a lot of interest in the exhibition.
You mean I won't be able to attend on Saturday, even with a free ticket?
I'm afraid not. So it's better to book your days now.
OK. I suppose, I'll attend on the Tuesday and Friday. Do you need my name?
No, I just need to take a reference number with the day passes. Your name will come up with the number. It'll be the same number on each one. I'll register them for both days, and then, when you use one, it'll automatically cancel.
OK. The number is SF6733.
33. Thank you, I've got that.
What about services like cafes and so on?
Oh, there are 15 restaurants in all. That's 3 cafes, and the rest are different types of dining areas around the exhibition centre. Some restaurants around the centre will be doing special promotions at the exhibition centre itself, so you won't go hungry.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Is there somewhere nice to stay nearby?
Oh, yes. There are rooms at the nearby halls of residence, which are part of the university. They're just across the road from the exhibition centre.
How much are they?
A single room is £30 per night, which includes breakfast in the cafeteria. And there are some very pleasant hotels in the area. They range from around £30 to about £60. It depends how much you want to spend, really.
What about getting there? Has the exhibition centre got good transport links?
Yes, we're very well located. About 20 minutes walk at most from the station and about 45 minutes from the airport. There are lots of buses. The best one, which stops just by the exhibition centre's main entrance, is bus 17. No, sorry, it's bus 70. I keep getting them mixed up. It only costs £3 from the station.
And taxes, just in case?
You'll pay a maximum of £17.
Well, that all sounds okay.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.